This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now, in the 2020 presidential race, the issue of China and the pandemic has become absolutely central in radically different ways. Both Donald Trump and Joe Biden are eager to prove that they will never be weak in the face of China.
On the ground in China.
I would be on the phone with China and making it clear, we are going to need to be in your country. You have to be open. You have to be clear. We have to know what's going on.
But Trump rolled over for the Chinese. He took their word for it.
Staff writer Evan Osnos was based in Beijing for many years, and he reports now from Washington. Now, you've covered China for a very long time. Is it your sense that criticism of the Chinese government's handling of COVID-19 is fair? What did they do wrong?
Criticism is fair. When the virus first appeared, the immediate political necessity was to maintain stability, to prevent the eruption of disorder in Wuhan. This is how, and we all now know about that doctor, Dr. Li Wenliang, who was one of a handful of doctors who tried to raise alarms and said there's a serious problem here. He was silenced. The police told him to not spread rumors. Because of a set of leaked documents, there have been reports now that there was this critical six-day period in January when the senior leadership in Beijing knew the severity of the crisis, but they didn't move to do anything about it. They waited 6 days to undertake the kinds of dramatic restrictions, which they later did. And those restrictions worked. They did bring down the virus in really extraordinary ways. It's also an authoritarian government is able to physically move people, which is what they did in some cases, move them from their homes into quarantine facilities forcibly when necessary. They were also able to roll out a very competent response when it came to testing, contact tracing, monitoring the spread of the disease, all the things on which the United States, frankly, failed. And so I think a full accounting of how China has performed on the coronavirus includes both its initial failure, which contributed to the global pandemic, and then also the demonstrations of extraordinary competence, which it did later.
Is there a way to quantify that? In other words, if the Chinese government had acted faster, a week faster, or 2 weeks faster, what would the numbers be internationally, and would we in the United States be in this predicament?
It would have had a dramatic effect. There was a British study that estimated that at least 60% of the cases in March around the world could have been avoided had China moved faster. So we probably would have gotten it in this country anyway. We probably would have gotten it around the world. But the scale of the disaster would have been fundamentally different.
Evan, the 2020 campaign is now really in full swing. So let's take a listen to this ad from the pro-Trump America First Action Super PAC.
Joe Biden on China.
It is in our self-interest that China continue to prosper.
Biden voted for job-killing trade deals with China and failed to support the China travel ban to stop coronavirus.
Banning all travel will not stop it.
China's killing our jobs and now killing our people.
They're not bad folks, folks.
After 47 years in Washington, Joe Biden just doesn't make sense. America First Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Well, there it is in all its subtlety, Evan. You want to deconstruct that ad, what it's proposing and what's true and what's not?
I think what you're seeing right now from the Trump administration is an urgent effort to try to take what they recognize is a political reservoir of public dissatisfaction. There are just very few people in the United States who are going to rise to the defense of the Chinese Communist Party right now, either over its handling of American trade or the American economy, or its handling of the pandemic. And so they're going to use that idea where they just took the freeform political energy that had been circulating around the sense that China's economic competition has undermined America's way of life. They've shifted that now onto the language of the pandemic. And I actually would not be so quick, David, to assume that it's not going to be politically useful for them. I mean, whether or not we think it is defensible, whether we think it's valid on the facts, that's a very different question from whether it's a successful campaign strategy.
I understand the logic, Evan. I just don't understand how it squares with the facts. Isn't it easy for the Biden campaign to put together a sizzle reel of quotes of President Trump extolling the efforts of President Xi and the Chinese? It's not as if he's been unfriendly to the Chinese leadership throughout this episode.
You had a moment early on when the pandemic came to the United States when Trump was trying to decide whether he wanted to stay close to China on this and try to marshal some sort of cooperative response, or whether to turn China into the opponent. Trump, he was saying, I think the Chinese government has it under control. It's nothing to worry about. And so these quotes are becoming quite damning for him now. Now, why was he saying that? I think it's a combination of, A, he didn't want to spook the stock market. He was trying to will this virus into submission, to sort of pretend as if it just wasn't going to be the threat that it became. And then there's another piece of this, which he has had throughout the 3.5 years in office. He's had this deep, abiding hope of being able to build a friendship with Xi Jinping that can somehow overwhelm the structural challenges that these two countries are facing. And it just hasn't really produced the dividends that he imagined it might.
So one Joe Biden ad claims that President Trump, and this is a quote, rolled over for the Chinese, and that he let in 40,000 people from China after he announced his travel ban. Do we have a sense of why Biden is focusing on China and not the president's handling of the virus in this country?
I think that there is a sense among people in the Biden campaign that they have to meet some of this China focus toe-to-toe. Now, the question will become, how do you have a response to it that does not take this in a downward spiral to the lowest common denominator? There are activists in the United States, Asian American activists, who have pointed out that the risk here is not abstract. There have been a significant uptick in attacks on Asian Americans, verbal, in some cases physical. And this is attributed, they do, to this climate of hostility towards Asian Americans, partly because of the pandemic, but then also partly because of the way the president has been using that language from the bully pulpit.
So let's set falsehoods and conspiracy theories aside for one blessed second. What is Joe Biden's actual record on China? Is he generally in sync with what you could call the Washington consensus since, I don't know, 1978 or so?
He is, and I think it's then worth pointing out how that consensus has changed. So the basic consensus, and the one that has defined Joe Biden going back to when he was, after all, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, was that engaging with China, nudging it to open up to trade, to some degree of Western influence, that would ultimately be good for the United States and it would be good for China. That was the basic idea. And that continued in Joe Biden's time in the vice presidency. He had the job of being the counterpart to Xi Jinping when Xi Jinping was the vice president before he became the president. It was an important position, actually. He had to do a lot of face-to-face time to form an impression of who this very powerful incoming figure was going to be. And what's changed since then is that even if Donald Trump had not won the presidency, you were probably going to see a change in the thinking around China on both the left and the right. And Joe Biden has sort of moved in step with that. He is harder on the place than he was when he was the vice president, and certainly than when he was in the Senate. But where that's going is a live issue. It's actually an open question about whether the United States is going to become is going to come to see China as an opponent that it can deal with in a kind of, you know, reasonable level of competition, or whether it's in fact an enemy that is on the opposite side of a fundamental Cold War style conflict. And that is partly what this election is about in the United States.
It's about that, not only at the presidential level, but it also seems to be having an effect down ballot. Let's play an ad from Texas congressional candidate Kathleen Wall.
China poisoned our people. President Trump has the courage to call it what it is.
The Chinese virus.
Kathleen Wall has his back. Wall will cut off trade, aid, and support to China. Fight to replace Made in China with Made in America. And stand with President Trump to face down the Chinese threat. China is a criminal enterprise masquerading as a sovereign nation. It's time to fight back.
I'm Kathleen Wall, and I approve this message.
You know what's interesting about that, David, is actually that's not new. I've been hearing these ads recently, and it reminds me of years ago, I was in Beijing, 2012, and there was an ad by a Michigan Republican congressman named Pete Hextra, in which it was the most offensive imagery. I mean, he had an Asian actress speaking in broken English, wearing a conical hat. It was grotesque. By the way, Pete Hextra is now the American ambassador to the Netherlands on behalf of the Trump administration. So this idea of attacking China has been part of our politics for a long time. On the Chinese side, they're used to this too. So on the Chinese government side, they basically tend to look at American campaigns as a kind of silly season in which you are going to hear absolutely everything. And they don't assume that a lot of that's going to translate into policy. And that can create some weird reverb in the American political consciousness, because I've heard American political consultants say, well, we know the Chinese don't take this seriously, so we can say pretty much anything during a campaign and it doesn't really have an impact. So the effect is that it has amped up the anti-China rhetoric to quite a remarkable degree already.
Evan Osnos, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks, David.
Evan Osnos reports for us from Washington.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.